Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Beis in Maseches Nedarim. Nedarim daf Mem Beis. And we start on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We're on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We just read the Mishnah, right? We just read the Mishnah. We're up to the Gemara after the first Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. So the Mishnah said, still talking about, this whole parak is about somebody who is mudur hana from someone else. So what's the halacha? What is he allowed to do for him and not allowed to do for him? So the Mishnah said that they're allowed to take be in the same ambati, the same bathtub, large bathtub together, but not small one, because the large one would cause the water to rise, and therefore that would be one being mahana the other. And one could sleep in the same bed as long as it is yumos hachama, because then the heat generated is not giving hana, but not yumos hakshamim, because that would be causing hana, and that would be warming the other person. And you're allowed to sit at the table together and not worry about one taking from the other one. Again, we mentioned the Ran yesterday who asks from here to the other halacha, which we know that if somebody's eating milchus and fleishiks in a home, you're not allowed to eat milchus and fleishiks right next to each other, unless they are some type of hecker. Whether one has a placemat and one doesn't have a placemat, whether it's some other type of hecker, similar halachas to Hilchas Nida, where a husband and a wife are eating together and nobody else is there, also a hecker is required. By the way, we've mentioned that that's the only harchaka that changes based on people's being around. Based on the presence of other people, that's the harchaka of hecker b'shas achila, that's the only one that changes. But here, so the Ran says, what's the difference? So we had two answers. Number one, the Ran explained that here we're, the Rush explained that here we're talking about people who were no different from each other, and therefore were not worried. L'chora, they were talking about sonim. They're not on such good terms. And the Rashi explained, no, by nedarim or chomer in people's eyes, and therefore we're not worried that people are going to take. Fine. Tanya, let's continue now the Gemara. Lo yechatimo bambati, as the Gemara is going to explain, really the Mishnah doesn't have a machlokas, but there is a machlokas about the issue in the Mishnah. A person shouldn't bathe in an ambati with somebody who he is mudr hanoah from, v'lo yashanimo bamita, and not sleep in the same bed. Ben gdola ben ktana, de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says not only is it by a ktana bed, by a small bed, but also by a big bed. As we'll see where it goes there. Rabbi Huda Omer, no. The only ones. Gdola b'yamos ha-gashamim, v'ktana b'yamos ha-chalamutr. As long as there's no actual hana, it's mutter. So therefore, a large ambati, a large bed, be a mos hakshamim, even though they're in the same bed, and yamos hakshamim is cold outside, but if it's gadol, they're not going to generate heat and give hana to each other. And a ketan and yamos hachama, that's mutter, because yamos hachama, it's hot already, you don't need the heat generated. Rochetz imo, bambati gadola, umizi imo b'ktana. And by ambati gadola, one is allowed to take a bath with the mudr hana, because again, you're not causing the water to be raised, it's such a large area anyway. Umazi imo b'ktana. And to be in a sauna with the other person, even a ketana, because in a sauna, one's presence does not affect the other one, and if it does, it's only in the negative. Only the negative, you make it cooler. Person wants the sauna to be hot, and if another person comes in, it makes it cooler, so there's no hana there. Aval mesiv, yibal amita, bochim ala shulchan. But one is allowed to sit on the bed next to the person and eat on the table next to the person. So all that meaning, in all these cases, Rabbi Meir is gozer. Rabbi Meir is gozer. Gedola atu ktana, and that is why, and that is his sheet. Rabbi Yehuda though says no gzera. The only one that generates heat is the one that's usher, and if not. And the Ran explained the Mishnah that's the one sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing in the Mishnah; he's explaining the Tanakhama. Finishing up the Brisa, again similar to the Mishnah of Alomina Tamchui, but they're not allowed to share food from a pot, because we can look at it as if when the Madir takes and leaves over some in the pot, so it's as if he's giving, as if he's being Mahane the Mudar, and that's why that would be Aser Aval Ochel Hu Mina Tamchui Hachozer. But he's allowed to take from a pot that is chozer. What does that mean? If there is such a large pot that is going to go back to the owner, going to go back to the balabayas, then that's not called getting hana. If there's 20 pieces of chicken on the plate and you take two, so then that's not called leaving over 18 for the mudar if they're all going to go back to the balabayas. Okay. Mastisin, last Mishnah on the Amud. Lo yochalamo min ha'eva shalafnei ha'polim. The Mishnah says that if somebody's mudar hana from someone, he's not allowed to eat together from the avos. The avos literally is a trough, like usually used for animals. But let's say also if there's a workers that are usually eat from a joint, source. So again, one is not allowed to eat from the from there, because that could be viewed as leaving over for the mudar. V'lo yasi mo ba'uman dibur Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir also says that if they are working together in the field, let's say we're plowing together in the field, and I am not allowed to give you a hanah. So if I soften the ground with my plow, then you're being next to me, the ground is somewhat softer for you after I go through it right near you. So Rabbi Meir says you can't work on the same field together because, again, that's going to cause hanah. The Chachamim Omrim, Osehu Baracha Mibedu. As long as you're far away, the Chachamim say you're allowed to. Meaning the Tanakamar seems to be gozer, right? It doesn't, no matter what, because we're gozer being far, atu being close. The Chachamim say no, there's no reason to be gozer. Gemara, Bekarov lo pligid da'aser. Close to one another in the field, that's for sure aser. Because again, one worker softens the ground, so that makes it easier for the other worker. The ground is a little softer for him in the ground, very close. Ki pligi barachal, the machlokas is when they are far from each other. Rabbi Meir Savar Gazvina Rachel Gmisham Karov, where gozer, to come Rafile Arat Lara Kameh, because you soften the ground in front of him, and well, you're gonna realize the difference between being far, being close, you'll see, and you're in the same field. If you're in the same field, you're just gonna, once you're allowed to do it, you'll always do it. So you have to be gozer, Atu Karov, Rabbanan Savi Lo Gazvina, we're not gozer, and therefore, as long as they're far away, it is mut. Okay, yeah. Obviously, different things in the field of Charuli Mutter. Right, if it's, or even if they're both pruning. I don't think one pruning helps out the other pruning. You know, if they're both doing some other work. Right, but specifically in Avoda, that affects the ground next to the person working, that would be what's us. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisan, as we continue, Mudrana. We are out of the Agadata. We are back into regular Mudr Hilchas Masechas Adarim. Today's discussion will be a little in Yoni Shvius. Says the Mishnah, Hamudr Hana Mechaveiro Lifnei Shvius. Someone is Mudr Hana from his friend before Shvius. Meaning regular year, not this year, Shemitah year, but regular year, a person is Mudr Hana from his friend. So what's the halacha? Einu Yoi L'toch Sadeu. He's not allowed to go down and go into his field. Right, this is what we had in the first Mishnah in the Parak, that back on Lamed Beis, where the Mishnayos of this Parak go according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Vitur Asur B'Mudr Hana, that if you're Mudr Hana from someone, even little Hana, that people usually forego, people usually are Mochalad, yeah, it doesn't, so that also is Asur for a Mudr Hana. That was, we had the first line of the Parak, Vitur Asur B'Mudr Hana. So here too, if you make a Neder from someone, you can't go down to his field. There is a machlokas in the Achronim. What if you were mudr hana from the person's field? Not from the person. If you're mudr hana from the person's field, so is there also a machlokas there about vitur asr b'mudr hana? Or there does everybody agree that it's asr? If you're mudr hana from the field itself. That's today's discussion. There is the machlokas achronim that is discussed here is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger notes later on, on the beginning of Ashutfin, that whole discussion, the machlokas of Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim about Vitor Asur Mudr Hana, it's only when you Mudr Hana from a person. But obviously the Chachamim would agree that Vitor is Asur if you Mudr Hana from a field. Because from a field, any tiny amount, you're not allowed to get Hana from. Other Achronim, the Shalmei Nedarim say, no matter what, people are, you know, the Umdana is, even if you Asur the field, Vitor is mutter. It's an umdana issue. It's not a specific hana issue. So that's a machlokas. How far does the vitor aser shita of the chachamim go? But either way, here Pashas was talking about the case where you're mudr hana from your friend himself. So therefore, that's subject to the machlokas of vitor. And this mission is going like the first mission in the parak, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that is also aser. That slight hana is also aser by a mudr hana. He's getting hana by going through with the field. Okay, right. So we discussed it then. Let's assume it's a shortcut. Assume he's going in there for some reason. Let's say the next to it is muddy, so he's going through. He's getting some type of hana. So if a mudr hana from your friend before Shvius, why do I say before Shvius? Just to contrast to what's coming up. Just means in a regular year. So then you're not allowed to go down to his field. Ve'ena ocham anadotos. And you're also not allowed to eat from the fruit of his field, right? Because you're a mudr hana from him. Ubishvius. What does that word mean? So let's take one of the way the Ran understands it now, even though it's really going to be a machlokas in the Gemara what it means. Uba Shvius, let's say it means, but if he made the neder during Shvius, separate case than the Resha, if he made the neder during Shvius, so then Eino Yori Latok Sadehu, so then you're not allowed to go down to his field. Seemingly, the Mishnah seems to imply that a person does have power to aser his field on his friend during Shvius. Aval ochelhu minha notos. The Bach takes out the next word. But you're allowed to eat from the fruit of the field if you made the neder during Shvius. Why? Because the fruits are hefker. The fruit of Shvius are hefker. You're not allowed to, you can't aser something that doesn't belong to you. So therefore, says the Mishnah, if you make the neder during Shvius, then it's not effective. It's not effective, and therefore your friend is allowed to go in, just like everybody else in the world could go in, and eat from the fruit of your field. Yeah. The person owning the field is making the neder. Yeah, is the madir. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Neder haymenu machol. So just to contrast it, just like the first Mishnah in the parak did. But what if a person only made a neder against food hana from his friend, or as the Mishnah Gemara described earlier, dvarim habaim lidei machol, anything related to food? So then lifnei shvius yor latoch sadeo ve'ino chalav aperos. So then you're allowed to go into his field. That has nothing to do with food, but you're not allowed to eat from the fruit. Ubishvius yorid ve'ochal. But the shvius, then it's not effective at all, because it only has to do with food. You can't eat the food from his field. So therefore, you'd be able to go down to his field and even eat from the fruit. Okay. There is a major machlokas, as we mentioned, I think the last time we mentioned it was in, somewhere in Ksubis a little bit, and elsewhere. How do you look at the hefker of Shvius? When we say Shvius, you know, everything is hefker, all the fruit are hefker. So how exactly does that work? So that is, it's known as a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Yerayim, but it's really fleshed out by the Achronim. I'll read it to you this time from the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalet. The Menachas Chinuch says, V'ani Mesupik, and it's very halacha l'maisa this year. This is one of the issues of the Hetta Mechira. V'ani Mesupik, I have the doubts. Iha Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Shmitas Karkaos, which is the Mitzvah Pei Dalet that he's talking about. Iha Mitzvah Akarkafta De Gavrahu, is the Mitzvah of being Mishamet, is the mitzvah of being mafkir your field a personal obligation on each farmer? The Torah commands you, be mafkir your field. Right when it says, Vashvias tishbetenu natashta, that's an obligation. That's a chiyuv. You have to be mafkir your field. Umechuyav lakayim lahafkir. And you have to be get up and be mafkir it. The imafkir hareza hefkir. And if you're mafkir, it is hefkir. The avalim eino mafkir, eino hefker. And if you wouldn't be mafkir your field, it's not hefker. Is that how we should understand the hefker of Shvius? V'nehi da over al asay, and yes, you're violating an asay. The Torah says to be mafkir, and you didn't, but become akam eino hefker. But still, it wouldn't work. Rak over al gzeres Hashem yisbarach. You're violating it a mitzvah. V'yemkein ein acher rashoi litlo, and therefore nobody else can come into your field, because it's not hefker. V'hari hu gezel bi'ad acherim, kol zman shelo hefker. And it would be gezel in the hands of others, if you are a mafkirit, umavur b'kam b'kawas b'shas, the shviyas patur ben a meiser. Now the nafkamina, continues the Berachas Chinuch, we know that you don't have to give meisrus during shviyas, because it doesn't belong to you. Says the Berachas Chinuch, maybe that's only if you're a mafkir field. Maybe if you are in mafkir field, there'd be a chiyuv in meisrus, even in shviyas. The kiva du hefker, if a hefker patur ben a meiser. Im kein calls by shalom hefker, kiva de lave hefker chayv laser. So again, already two nafkaminas. Do we say that if you warm afker, nobody can walk into your field and take, and you have to give maestros from there? Oh, Dilma, or the opposite, says the Menachas Chinuch the other way. Hefker is a ein srichem bailam hafker. No, bailam don't have to be mafker. It's automatic. Rak hu afkata de malka. It's known it's the king's hefker, meaning Hashem makes it hefker, the Torah. Shumamela hefker. Rak im no al karmo over la zezeb. It's hefker automatically. If you lock up your field and don't let anybody in, then you're violating, you're preventing the aniyim from getting in. Vario gozel arabim. Avo mamela havi hefker. But even if you try to protect it and be mishamer it, it's still hefker. Im kein pater meiser b'chol inyan. Therefore, it's automatically pater from meiser. So automatically, I saw why you are mafker, but still, it is going to be hefker. V'chenem acher zochav al karcho de bailim. Let's say somebody goes in and jumps the fence and gets it. Hari shalom, it's theirs. To zochav and a hefker after lofkir bailim. That's the machlokas. That's the chakir of the Menachas Chinuch. Is it afkata de malka, Hashem making it hefker, or is it afkata de bailim? Right, big nafkaminis. Is there a chiyuv of maestros A. Can anybody just walk in there and take it? So then Minchas Chinuch continues, Shuv Heir, Hashem Yisbarach Hazeinai, Hashem lit up my eyes and show me that it's a discussion in the Maharit and the Mabit, the father of the Maharit, and the Beis Yosef. So known as the Machlokes Mordechai and the Yireim and the Rishonim, and then the early Achronim is the Maharit Mabit versus the Beis Yosef, and then it continues in the Achronim. The Beis Yosef writes in the Avkas Rochel, Yosef Kairo's one of his Shuvah Svarim. Oh, that's what we discussed, the last Omen Aleph in Yevamos. That's what we discussed it. Kufchaf Beis Omen Aleph. That's what we discussed it last, because there's a Gebraisa there that seems to support the Beis Yosef's sheet. The Beis Yosef says, what's another Dafkamina? What about Perus of a Guy? What about Perus of a Guy in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah? So again, if we say Afkata de Malka, so then it's automatic. Doesn't matter who, oh, Hashem makes it Hefker. But if you say it's a din in the Bible making it Hefker, so then the Guy didn't make it Hefker. So if the Guy didn't make it Hefker, it's not Hefker. And it's not, and you know, it's, there's no, and there's, there, is there a chiyuv Jerusalem Ma'aseh? That's a separate issue. Does the guy really own it? But either way, it says the Beis Yosef, Mashma de Peres Goy Be'eretz Yisrael B'Shaz HaShvita, Yavi Adinim B'Vadei Shehoye Kach K'mo Sha'amur, Hoye Lohem Din Shviyas B'Peres Eretz Yisrael. Right? They are, they have the din of Peres Shviyas. The Avkas Rocha seems to say that Peres Akam would be chayiv in Maisrus, because the chiyuv, the Hefker is Avkata de Bailim, and therefore there'd be a chiyuv Maisrus, because it's not Hefker. It's not Hefker, says the Beis Yosef. It's Shemitah produce, but it's not Hefker, and therefore you have to give Chumas and Maisrus. The Maharit and the Mabit both are Cholik. They say, no, Hefker is Afkata to Malka, Afkata to Shemaya, and it's automatic. It's automatic, yeah.
Everybody agrees that
Shemitah
on the land, not on the person.
Everybody agrees that the mitzvah, well, there might be a Chi of Gavra of Shemitah, to be Mafkir the payers. It affects the land. It affects the land. There's a separate Aveira of working the land of Shvius. That's an Issadara, Isurim. But in terms of the Mitzvah Aseh, in terms of the Mitzvah Aseh, how do we look at the Mitzvah Aseh? Is it an automatic Mitzvah Aseh, like Shabbos? Shabbos is automatic. There's a mitzvah for me to add my own nofach, right? We discussed a few weeks ago. The Mitzvah L'Hakdisho, even though it's already Kodesh Yom, at the end of the first parak. We discussed like Bechor. Bechor is automatic, but it's a mitzvah to you to be Mitzvah L'Hakdisho the Bechor. So to my Shabbos, there's something automatic. There might be a mitzvah for me to add my own element. Yes, it's on the land. Something happens. Yeah.
What about Shemitah's
Shemitah Safim? Yes, so that's where the Mordechai and the Yireim are, by Shemitah's Safim. So that's linked to, not exactly the same, that's where Shemitah's Safim is, but it's linked to this one where it's Afkata de Malka. The Menachas Chinuch tries to bring a raya from the following. The Chinuch says that men and women are obligated in Shemitah's Karka. Men and women. Says the Menachas Chinuch, why are women obligated? Isn't it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? There's no specific limud in Shas that says women are obligated in Shemitah's Karka. So why are women obligated? Isn't it, you know, isn't it a zman grama? Oh, so he says, if you say that is automatic for my Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's not a chiyuv on the person that it would be subject to the term of zman grama or not. So therefore, you must say it is Afkata de Malka. Then he says back, maybe not. Yishlitcho, so law of his man grama, de perish shvius la olam heim bik tushasan, afilu bishar shonim, kivin shigalo bishvius. The effect is always perish shvius, even if you have perish shvius 3 years later, they're going to be also big, they have to be noah kedusha. So maybe that itself makes it not defined as a zman grama, that he brings in the discussion of tzitzis. You have pajamas during the day. So that's a big discussion in the postgame. How do you define Zvan Groma there? But he ends off by, he accepts the Raya, Lamaskana. He says, I think this is a good Raya, that it's Afkata de Malka, and therefore there's no chiluk between men and women regarding it, because the Torah is Mafkar, there's no chiv Gavra to do it. Yeah?
But even if it's
Zvan Groma, the Losa say is to work the land. But that applies to anybody. I can't go into your land and work it. That Losa say is separate. You don't have to say that there's a connection between that Losa say and being Mafkir, your land. Mafka, your land, you know, the losase can apply many different places. The losase applies, you know, whether you were mafka the land or not, the losase applies. Right, there's no...
Just like Shabbos. The woman's not allowed to cook. There's nothing to do with making kiddush.
No, but that's the same exact thing. You can't do... The asay is Shabbason, rest, and the losase is don't do malacha. They're mirror...
positive aspects, like kiddush.
Okay, that's Zachar. That's Zachar. Zachar v'shamar. Okay, that's there's a special hekish there. There's a special hekish there. Learned out that there's a connection between them. It's also not automatic. not automatic. That rule of whatever there's a losa say involved automatic, so that's by certain averos and mitzvos, which they are inherently linked by definition, by tztaka. That's why the post-mitzvah is by tztaka. Giving tztaka, not preventing yourself from giving tztaka. If they're mirror images of each other, here they're not mirror images of each other. To let make the land hefker and working the land. Okay, so this is a big discussion. We'll get to one of the crucial lines in Shas, really, on the end of Amud Beis today. There's one line there that proves one way to think on your girsa. Might be another girsa, which have the other way. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, so when the Mishnah say, remember what the Mishnah said? If you're mudah hanah from your friend before Shvius, so then all the Isurim apply. But during Shvius, then you can't go down to his field, but you could eat his fruit because he cannot answer it. So machlokas amaram coming up. Rav and Shmuel damri shavayu. Rav and Shmuel both say nechasai alecha. The Bach takes out the other the mem and the elu. Nechasai alecha lifnei shviyas. If a person says to his friend, my nechaz amarasu to you before shviyas, ein yori letoksa deo vein ochel menanotos, that you can't go to his field, that you can't eat his fruit. Afal pishi giyas shviyas. Says Rav and Shmuel, if the nether was taken before Shvius, then even once Shvius comes, the fruit are still usser. Even though the imbishvius nadar, even though had he made the nether during Shvius, in your Toksadeu, then again the mooder cannot go to his friend's field because that's the land. Aval ochlam and anotos, but he could eat the fruit because the fruit are hefker. Says Rav and Shmuel the Chiddush. Even though during Shvius the fruit are hefker, if the nether was chal, if he made the nether before Shvius and the fruit already became aser to the mooder, it stays aser. The fruits stay aser even though right now they're not my fruit. That's Rav and Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Da Amri Travaya, they argue. Nechasi Alecha Lefei Shvius, Ein Yorla Tos, Deyav Enochon Anotos. Before Shvius, fine. There, the nether kicks in. He Gia Shvius, but once Shvius comes, Ein Yorla Tos, Deyav, fine, you still can't go into his field. Aval Ochaluas Anotos, but the fruit are no longer yours, and therefore, he could get benefit from them. The Ron explains, before the Gemara speaks about the Svara of the Machlokas, the Ron explains at this point that Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would have a Machlokas how to understand our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah about, is really one case or two cases? Rav and Shmuel would say our Mishnah is really two separate cases. The first line of the Mishnah says, Hamudra anah from your friend before Shvius, you can't go down to his field, and you can't eat the fruit, add in. Even once Shvius comes. Second half of the Mishnah is a second case. Ubish Shvius, but if you make your nether during Shvius, then the fruit are off. Then the fruit are, you cannot have an effect on. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would say, no, the Mishnah is one big case. If you make your nether before Shvius, then the fruit are usher. Ube Shvius, but once Shvius comes, so then the fruit are automatically mutter to the mudder because they are no longer your fruit. So at this stage, the Ron explains that they would have a machlokas how to understand our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah one case or is our Mishnah two cases? Everybody would agree, Pashtus, because we're like Vitor Usher, that Jesus Aregel would be Usher during Shvita. Right now, that's something we're going to talk about also. It sounds like, Pashtus, that you're not mafkir the land. You're mafkir the fruit of the land. Yes. Or the land's lagabi, the fruit. So, lehman v'haka miflagi. So, what is this machlokas about? Whether a person, before Shvius, he answers the fruit, does that iser continue during Shvius? So, lehman v'haka miflagi. Let's say this is the machlokas. The Rav Shmuel Savri Adam Oser Davashim Rishuso Afila Lekashiasim Rishuso. A person has the power to answer something in his Rishus, even lagabe the time when it leaves his Rishus. A person has that power. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri. No. A person cannot, just like I cannot asr something that's out of my rishus, I can't go over to your fruit tree and bow down to it and asr it, as avodah zarah. Ein adam osur davar she'ena shalo. So to hear. So what? Right now it's in your rishus, but you cannot do anything. You can't asr it for when it's out of your rishus. That's ein adam osur davar she'ena shalo. So that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. The Gemara is about to reject this. But 1 minute. Ask the stipler, how in the world is this working? How could you answer something on a Dover Shein of Rishuso? Mimon of Shach. It's not in your Rishuso. Ask the disciple in Simon Chav Chesir. B'tzorach Bir. B'anachasim Elu. Aser Be'er Shvias afterwards. Osen Be'er Shagala B'Shvias. Lo Haya Ba'olam. Ve'chech Lo Osram. Number one, they're not here yet. So it's a Dover Shalom Ba'olam. And even when they come to the Olam, they say, Neshalo. It's a Mimon of Shach. How is this working? How could there be a shita that says you can answer davar shabashusa because you have shalom bashusa? The ode of the shvius, ha you osen peiris davar shalom bala olam. Vein other adam osen davar shalom bala olam achaveruk. The original comment of M. Zion. Say no shalom with davar shalom bala olam. So what's going on here? How does it work? V'hapashut bazeh. What you have to say, says the Stipler. The kavanas ha-gemara hu. What does the gemara mean? To behitiru lefnei shvius. When before shvius, you asur the fruit, chal hakonam al guf hakarka v'ho'ilonos. You have to say it's really a konam, it's like a hakdasha of the land and the tree. The osa karka v'ilonos nasru gam l'kishiyetze mirshuso. So if you're makdish something, and then it's not yours anymore, it's still hektish. It's like a konam on the objects, says the Kilos Yaakov. And therefore it retains that status even afterwards. Umemela asur bepeir shegidlu mehen midin gidulin. It's asur b'shem gidul. We're going to have later on a dafnun zayin. If you asur certain peiros on you for a konam, even the gidulim, what grows from those fruit, from those trees, that's also asur. Gidule konam or asur. That's what you have to say is going. It's happening here. How can you do it? You're putting a konam. You're putting a quasi hakdasha, right? We had earlier. Is there me'ilah b'konamos or not? So you're having a type of quasi hakdasha on these tree and this land, and memelo o gidulin that come out of there. You have the power to answer that on your friend. That's what you have to say. It is working here. He then asks a question, which he's very bothered by, tries to figure out an answer to, leaves it for Tzarachian on the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes that source later on of Asurin Gidulin, that the Rambam says you can Asur Gidulin on yourself. He's not sure whether he can Asur Gidulin of a Konam on someone else. Right? If you say Konam to something, anything that grows from that Konam is Asur on you. That's what that Mishnah says later on. But is there ever a source, says the Rambam, where you can aser gidulin of konam on someone else that he's not sure about? Says the Stipler, first, that's our Gemara. That's our Gemara. You're asking about somebody else. So he's not sure. He tries to work out an answer, but he's really bothered by it. Either way, that's how the Stipler says it's working here. It's very unusual. You're asking something the house can be asked even when it's not in your Rishus. It's not even Bala Olam yet. Says the Stipler, it's midin konam. You're putting a konam on the objects. So then Memela, anything that grows from it is also going to be us. Good. So that's the suggestion of the Gemara, that the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. When you say the fruit are asur before Shvius, does that isur continue into Shvius when it's not yours anymore? That's the machlokas about whether you have power to asur something when it's in your rishus for the time when it leaves your rishus. Ask the Gemara two questions on this. V'tizbra, is this really logical? Mi'ika l'manda amar ein adam osa davar shibrishusa l'kshesim rishusa? Is there really an opinion that says a person cannot do it? That even if you try and it doesn't work? De'im kain, if that's true, niflagi b'nechasim elu, v'kolshakim b'nechasai. Two lashonos that could have been said. My nechasim are usher to you, these nechasim are usher to you. Says the Gemara, my nechasim are usher to you, that's more of a lashon that we might have said that it's temporary and it's is not usher when Shvius comes. Why? Because it's no longer my nechasim. If I say my nechasim are usher to you, then I might understand that once it's not my nechasim anymore, it's not usher. But if I say these nechasim are usher to you, that's more of a that's a lashon that we would have said in a more probable than the first lashon. We might have said by nechasim elu that the isser stands, that the last is permanent, because you labeled the items and you didn't specifically connect it to your ownership. Nechasim elu, that's more of a reason why we would have said that it continues. And yet we see from here that there's a shita that says it does not continue. So if there's a shita like that, so wouldn't it have been more of a chiddush to say nechasim elu and not nechasai? That's the Gemara's question. If it's true that there's a machlokes about asering davar shebishuso for when it goes out of the rishus, there's a lashon that would have been a bigger chiddush. That's the basic question of the Gemara. Why didn't they argue about nechasim elu, these nechasim? And if you say nechasim elu by these nechasim, that doesn't last. That's an even greater chiddush than saying nechasai, because there I might have said my nechasim when it's not my nechasim anymore, it's no longer aser. Question one. Why didn't they argue about a chasim elu? It's a bigger chiddush. Visu, and furthermore, we have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah against this suggestion. So the first question is a svara, a logic question. The second one is a textual question. Hatznan, the Mishnah says, the adam osir davar shebishuso l'kshesim rishuso. The Mishnah says, beferish, that it does work. A person has the power. Titznan, the Mishnah says, baba kama, ha'omer libno, konim sh'atanen eli. Person says to his son, you're not allowed to get benefit from me. Konim sh'atanen eli. You're not allowed to get benefit from my assets. Meis yirashenu. If that madir dies, the son can inherit. The son is allowed to inherit. Why? Because It's no longer getting benefit from the father. The father's not here anymore. But if the father specifies when I am alive and when I am dead, it may slow Yerushenu. But then if he dies, he cannot. The son cannot Yarshin. So what do you see from that Mishnah? That a person does have the authority to ask for something even for a time when it's not his anymore. When a person's dead, it's not his anymore. So a person has that authority. So how can you suggest it's a machlokas? Amorayim, there's a mafurish Mishnah that says that it does work. So the Gemara answers, no, that case is different. We'll get back to the discussion of that case, but let's first finish. Shiny hacha to ka'amar le'bachayiv b'mosa. Don't bring me any rayas from that case. That Mishnah you explicated. It's aser even when it's not in my rishus anymore. You're right. If you would have said that, if the person would have said it's aser even during shvius, then it might have worked. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you did not explicate. You didn't explicate, so that's why there's a machlokas. There's no machlokas, though, b'chayiv ubimosa. Says the Gemara, let's could do, actually, let's stop here for a minute. What does it mean that if the person made a neder that my son should not inherit me, and then the person dies, even b'chayiv ubimosa, shouldn't get benefit when I'm alive or when I am dead, and then the person dies, it says that he's usur. Lo yirashenu. Does that mean totally lo yirashenu? First of all, there's an issue which the Rishonim don't talk about, but yeah, what would you ask? Masna mashkasa b'Torah. This is a mitzvah d'arayis of Yerusha. You're allowed to be masna against Yerusha? So the Ran here, important Ran, quoted Ran, third line of the Ran, lo yirashenu, what does that mean, lo yirashenu? Klomar, she'eino mutzer lehanos mi Yerushaso. The big chiddush, that's not the pashas. The Ran says, you know what it means, lo yirashenu? It's his, he just can't benefit from it. That's what the Ran says. He does get Yerusha, but it's usur. He can't benefit from it. So what do you see from that Ran, though? The Achronim see from that Ran that this Ran is related to a major sugya, and that is, could you own Isurei Hana'ah? Major discussion. Is there Zechiyah? Could you own Isurei Hana'ah? If something is usur b'Hana'ah to me, is it mine? Is usage part of the definition of ownership? Or do I say that if I can't use it, I don't own it? What, I own it on paper? It's meaningless to me. That's a major discussion in Machlokas and Rishonim. The Rivash has a long tshuva about it, but this Ran seems to take a stand on it, because what does the Ran say? It's yours, you just can't use it. Right? You did Yarshin it, but it's Asur Banas. He seems to be saying, Yesuchi Yabisuraina. There are many Rishonim that say otherwise. If you look in the Rashba says Beferish, Rashba and Tshuva, Rishbana Tshuva was asked, Hamudra Hana Mechaveir of Anasan Lo Lulav Latsesbo. You're not allowed to get benefit from me, and then I give you my lulav. Are you allowed to shake my lulav? Almanas Sheyachsi Rendulo. Right? Almanas that you're going to give it back to me. Mao Shayach, do you say Mislav Lahenos Netnu? So says the Ran, on the first day, well, first and second day, but Yom Sheni Vyadi Yatsu, the second day it's fine. Second day you're Yotze. Why? Because Mislav Lahenos Netnu, and therefore I'm not giving you Hana by doing the mitzvah. And there's no requirement of lachem on the second day in Eretz Yisrael. Third day outside. Avol b'yom rishon lo yatsa. On the first day you can't be yotze with this lulav. Why? So what? Mitzvos lav henosin nu. It's not yours. It's not yours. You can't be zocha b'isuri hana. D'lo min hashem uze. Elo mishum de b'yom rishon bina lachem. V'lo mishel isuri hana. Aser b'hana, you can't be yotzi with it. That is the sheet of the Rashba. This is the sheet of Rashi and the Ravid in Sukkah Lamed Hey, where the Gemara there says, Arla, an esrog of Arla cannot be used for esrog. Can't be used for the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Why not? Why can't it be used for the mitzvah of Dalad Minim? So the Gemara says, Pligi bar b'chir rabba avin v'rabasi, chad amar lufisha ein bo heter achila. Because you can't eat it. Because you can't eat it, you don't want to eat your esrog, right? But it says because you can't eat it, so therefore you can't use it. Rashi, v'rachmana amar lachem, ha'ra'ui lachem b'chol darkei hana'aso. Lachem, yours means usage, means all types of hana. That's what Rashi says. The Ravid there, quoted in the Ritva, says the same thing. The Ravid says, Isuri hana is not called lachem. Pirush Ravid dvarim kipshutan. Shehu asur ba'achila v'lo kriyina be'lachem. So this is a large group of Rishonim. You cannot be zoche be Isuri hana. And the Ramah Paskins, like that Shuvah's Arashva, by the way. The Ramah Paskins, if you remove their hana from someone, so then they could use your elulav on day two, but not on day one, because it's not lachem. But, you say the other side, yeah?
No, so according to them, how could you be over for owning chametz?
According to them, how can you ever own a chametz? What's the answer? That's exactly the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel. Also, not cost of kilo in b'shusa. Shtei dvarim she'adam she'ina b'shusa nakadim b'shusa. Bar b'shusa rabim v'chametz b'pesach. That's exactly the point, according to them. You have to walk out of the other Rishonim. What do you need such a chiddush for? What do you need such a chiddush for? But the other Rishonim, otherwise, the Ritva there in Sukkah, quotes the Rabbin and argues, Ein bo din achilo does not mean that it's not yours. Doesn't mean it's not yours. No, you know what it means? It means that there's a mitzvah to be so reif arla. And therefore it doesn't have the shir. Kedusa mechta shirei. It doesn't have the shir of Esra. We know anything that is destined to be burned in halacha is not cool. It's as if it's not there. The destiny to be burned as if it's burned already. Kol ha'omi lisruv kesarif dami, and therefore it doesn't have the shear of an esrog. An esrog has to be a certain shear, a certain size. So there are other ways to read the various gemaras, but again, that is a different, on the other side. The Kesef Mishnah also seems to hold this way. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tzitzis, that you're not allowed to use tzitzis of an ir hanidachas. Tzitzis of an ir hanidachas, a city that's supposed to be burned. Why can't you use tzitzis of an ir hanidachas? So the Rambam doesn't say why. The Kesef Mishnah there says, why can't you use tzitzis of an ir hanidachas? Taima lav mishum de aser hana, the Mrs. Lava Henosenu. Mrs. Lava Henosenu. But what's the reason? Tiva de la srefa koi kituse mechleshiure. Right? It's going to be burned? Same thing. Kituse mechleshiure. It says you be kivaker on the Rambam. What do you mean? It's not lochem. Vasu lochem tzitzis. It's got to be yours. Right? If you borrowed tzitzis, you don't make a bracha. Right? It's got to be yours. So the Kesef Mishnah, why doesn't he say that reason? The answer is because maybe he holds it can be yours, even if it's aser b'ano. So this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim and in the poskim. The Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim has a suffix in Zechiah Mehefker, Simin Dalid. If you aser your own nechasim on yourself, can anybody come and then take it? Let's say you aser, you're on a diet. You want to make sure you don't have those cookies. You know, all these cookies are aser to me. So could my, are they Hefker? Right, that's his question. Do you lose bilus based on Isuri? No, that's a big discussion, but this Ron goes on that list. Because what does the Ron say? If the father assers his nechasim, even after life, what's the halacha? What does it mean he doesn't yarshit him? He does yarshit him, he just can't use the stuff. So that is, they put the Ron on this list. Oh. There might be a chilek between this Gemara and all other Gemaras. And that is what? How would you mean mechalek? And then I'll take the question, Alex. This isn't about Isur Hana. This is about Mudr Hana. That might be different. Arla is asr to everybody. Maybe, even if you want to say that in general, asr b'ana is not yours, you might say Mudr Hana is different. Mudr Hana is personal, it's not to everybody. So Yesh L'chalik, you don't have to say this Ron is holding like those opinions, but it's just a ha'ara. The Beis HaLevi makes that ha'ara. Yeah. Ah, good question. Right, that's a nafkamina. Could he give it over to his son? If you know you can't use it, could you give it over to somebody? Right, so nechinami. According to this, according to the Ran, yes. According to the Ran, maybe you would be able to, because you're not getting hana. You're not getting hana. Okay. Just one other, actually, we'll wait. We'll say over the ksos if we have time. Ksos and Simon Reish. Continuing the Gemara. So Mikol Malkam Kasha. Getting back to the focus. What did the Gemara say? So the Gemara, back to the floor of the Gemara. The Gemara suggested that the Machlokas Amaraim is whether you have the power to asr something now and have effects even later. So the Gemara asked two Kashas on that. Number one, then you should have said Nechasim Elu, because that would have been a bigger Chiddush. Viz Nechasim, even there, the Isser doesn't last. Question two is against the Mishnah. So we just said, we answered the second question. That case is different, because there you explicated. So, Mikol Makom Kasha, what about the first question you didn't answer? So, Ella, you're right. If you say Nechasim Elu, everybody would agree that the Isser does last, because you're labeling the Nechasim and you're not connecting it to your ownership. Ki Pligi B'Nechasai, the Machlokes Amaraim is if you say, my Nechasim are Aser. Rav Shmuel Sabri, Losh Nechasim Elu, Losh Nechasai, Adam Oser. Rabbi Shmuel will say it doesn't make a difference. You always have the ability to aser it even when it's not in your rishus anymore. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri, no. Nechasim Elu Adam Oser. If you would have said Elu, then they're aser because you label the Nechasim themselves. Nechasai Ein Adam Oser. But Nechasai, a person does not have the power to aser because he's specifically connecting it to when it's in his possession. Continues the Gemara. Umiika Lamanda Amar, Losh Nechasim Elu, Losh Nechasai. Is there no difference between those two Loshonos? Right, Rav and Shmuel, v'hatznan. Again, we have a Mishnah later on in a couple of days. If I say I'm not allowed to go into your house, I am not allowed to get benefit from your fields. if that field becomes a third party's, so then it's mutter for him to get benefit from it, because he said your house, he said your field. But if he said l'bayizeh she'ani nechnas sadezu she'ani lokeach, but if he says this house or this field beishas shemachol la'achar aser, then the yisur sticks because he said this, he didn't say your. So you see, there's a big difference between my nechasim versus these nechasims. How could Rav and Shmuel not make a chilek? Okay, says the Gemara, maskana ella, you're right. There is no machlokas between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They're just talking about two different cases. Ki amrinu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish b'nachasai. When did Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say the Isra does not last b'nachasai? When they say ma'nachasim. And everybody agrees, one Shvius comes, the Isra does not last. V'Rav Shmuel b'nachasim elu. And Rav Shmuel, when the Isra does last in Shvius, they say nachasim elu v'lo pligi. And there's really no machlokas between them. They're talking about two different cases. Okay, I'll just say the Ksos now. The Ksos, regarding that whole discussion of Isura Hanah, he just has the one Hosafa. Again, this is learned in Mesechas Gittin. This quote is quoted, I think we've quoted this a number of times, but as we always say, the Gavlos of the Daf, part of the Gavlos of the Daf, is to repeat the Yesodos every couple of weeks. And that way it gets solidified in our minds, you know, different Yesodos and Yedias of these Mesechtas. The Ksos in Simon Reish notes that even according to the Manda Amar, those who hold that you can't be Zoche in Isura Hanah, but there are sources that say you could give a get on Isura Hanah. So how does that work? How could you give a get on Isura Hanah if you can't be Zoche? Don't you have to give a get from the man to the woman? So the Ksos quotes that Gittin is different. Because by get, you don't have to have a Hakna'ah. What you need by get, according to the Ksos, is a Nesina. All you need is a Maisa Nesina. V'hadar mina gabe get gittin chazor ban ke'echad. Nira to get shiny, to get isha u de'eved lo boy zechiyah. She is kaderach zechiyah. Kivin to isha ve'eved balkarcha. Vein zechiyah balkarcha. That's why it could be even balkarcha midaraisa. A woman can get divorced by karcha against her will. Elavadi gabi isha lo boy rakvin nasan biyada. High time in era. That's why Isuri Hanah is kosher, even though she's not being. There's no zechiyah in Isuri Hanah according to many. It doesn't matter because get is not a hakna; it's a nesina, and therefore it can be on Isuri Hanah. And that's also why, specifically by get and by avdus, we have the principle of gita v'yada ban ke'echad. Yesterday the woman got something; it's not hers; it's her husband's automatically. Today she gets the get; it's hers. How does that happen? She needs her own halachic yad. The answer is it happens at the same conceptual moment. She gets the get, and it becomes hers, and it's circular, really. She can only get the get if she has her own yad, but she only gets her own yad when she gets the get. So how does that work? That's the magical principle of ban ke'echad. It comes at the same moment. So says the Ksos, that only works because it's not a real hakna. By real kinyanim, that doesn't work. Only because it's a nesina would it work. So the Ksos just knows, no matter what you hold in general about zechiyah b'isura hanah, obviously by gittin it would work. Okay, two dots. So the Mishnah had said, "Ubishvius in yor l'toch sadei v'chulu." By shvius, if you make the nether in shvius, then you could go into his field. You cannot go to his field, but you can eat his fruit. So he asked the Gemara, "Maishna to ochel mina notos to peire to hefkeri inun." What's the difference? He's allowed to go get the fruit because the pears are hefker, and therefore he can't answer those. Aranama afkere. The land also is hefker. The land also is hefker. Adds the Ran. The land also is hefker. Lagabi walking. I mean, you can't go in like. Do anything you want in people's fields. You can't go dig and build. Lagabi, the fruit, the field is hefker. Meaning, so why shouldn't you be able to walk into his field and go get the fruit? Amar Ula, two answers. But omdin ilanos ala gvulin. Either, maybe it's trees on the border. So you could just reach in from the outside. You didn't have to go in. So you're right. Generally, if you need to go into his field to get the fruit, you'd be able to. But, because that's also hefker, the land is hefker lagabi walking to get the fruit. But here we're talking about a case where you don't have to walk in. It's on the border. No, you're right, Maker Adin, you could go in, but we're worried. You're worried if you go in there, you might stay there a while. And therefore, if you stay there a while, not dafka getting the fruit, that's included in the Isser. Because the land is owned for lagabi other things other than the fruit. The Ran here points out a difference between this Gemara and a Gemara we had a couple of days ago. Remember, we had the Gemara when you mutar hanah from a patient, and you go to the hospital, where it goes there that you shouldn't sit down. But you're allowed to stand. Because we're not worried that by standing, you're going to stay there a long time. And here we're worried that you're going to stay there a long time. So the Ran says, the difference is because when you go to a hospital room to visit someone, you usually sit down. So if you're standing, that's going to remind you not to stay there that long. When you go into a field, you're usually standing. So there's no reminder for you to leave, so therefore we make a gzeira even by Amida, even though earlier we only made it by Yeshiva. So our girsa in the question of the Gemara that we just read says, just like the fruit, what's the difference between the land and the fruit? The fruit are hefker, so too aranama afkere. Look at the Ran's girsa, about 8 lines up from the bottom. The Ran's girsa. Aranami rachmana afkere. One crucial word. Right? So this, many Rishonim had that girsa. If you have that girsa, then that's mafurish. The Gemara is saying that the Torah is afkata de malka. Masha'enkein, if you don't have that girsa, our Gemara does not have that girsa, so then there's no raya either way. Okay, I didn't get to say it, but if you want to look, there's a beautiful thought about Shemitah, maybe on Sunday, the dafim are somewhat small coming up, maybe if we have time on Sunday, the Ber Yosef, the beginning of Bahar, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, has a beautiful piece relating Shemitah to Har Sinai. Right, in Yonah Dioma, this week's Parsha, Maha Kesher between Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, so Rashi quotes, it's to teach me that all the details were given. But why was that the mitzvah picked as the model to teach us that lesson, that all the details of mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai? So it relates to Shemitah, but coming up dafim are not about Shemitah, maybe we'll mention it on Sunday. If not, you can look it up. Ber Yosef on Bahar. Have a good Shabbos.